Rhode Island, welcome to Brother Danny Long. And Miss Pam, she just sang, come and preach to us, Brother Danny. Good to see you.
Amen, brother. Good to be here. Appreciate you inviting us to come back. It's always a joy to be with you folks. We've been looking forward to coming back and being with you, and we're glad that you showed up this morning. Amen. It'd been a little bit disappointing if we'd have got here and looked around and none of you were here. So we're glad you're here this morning. And most of all, we're glad that the Lord is here. Amen. Enjoyed the song service. Boy, I enjoyed that. I tell you, Brother Danny is—he's really getting with it, isn't he? He's a breaking loose. I mean, he's still got it. Amen. He does, but he is really coming a long way, man. At first, I thought he's going to be a flop. And his wife said he is, but he's really, Brother Randy, you've done good with him. Amen. Man. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I like that. Amen. Well, we've been through an accident since we're here. I know Brother Randy has shared with you, but as you can see, we made it. And some folks have asked, did y'all make it through the wreck? I said, well, it's according to how you look at that. Amen. We did. God took care of us. God has blessed us tremendously and already blessed us with another motor home. And so we praise His mercy and His grace and His goodness. Amen. And so He's always good. We just are kind of slow about telling Him that. We ought to be readily to say the Lord is good. Amen. Because He certainly is. Alrighty, open your Bibles this morning to the book of 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. 1 Corinthians chapter number 15, verse number 1. Well, Danny, you need to pay attention to your pastor. Because sometimes a song leader can really... He can help or he can hurt. You can go ahead and stand, if you will. One preacher was preaching, and he preached on tithing. He got through, and they had the invitation. And when the service was over with, the pastor was seen in the song leader's face, telling him, said, the next time I preach on tithing, you don't follow it with Jesus paid it all. All right? So you have to watch out. The songs do matter. Amen. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter number 15 and verse number 1, the Bible says, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein you stand. Now, we're just going to read the one verse, so we'll read it again this morning. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse number 1. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you have received, and wherein you stand. Let's pray. Father, I want to thank you this morning for your word. And Lord, we thank you that it is truth. And God, we thank you that there's power in your word. And Lord, we just thank you so much for having that preacher preach your word the day that we got saved. Lord, if it had not been for the preaching of the word, we wouldn't have got saved. We thank you, dear Lord. Now it's our job as not just as a preacher, but as individuals after we get saved to proclaim your word to a lost and dying world. We ask you to help us to do this, Father. We pray this morning, Lord, that you'll continue to be with us, Lord. We thank you for the Sunday school hour. And Lord, now we thank you for the preaching hour. And we ask you, God, that you'll bless. We pray, Heavenly Father, you'll speak to hearts of men and women, boys and girls that are here lost today that need to know you as their Savior, that this will be the day that they'll come to know you and trust you. Lord, I pray today, God, that your will be done in our hearts and in our lives. Lord, help us Christians to live for you every day, Lord. And God, we're looking for you to come back soon. And we believe that with all of our heart. We ask you, God, to be found faithful when you do now. In Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. Amen. Take you may be seated. We look here at this verse of Scripture. And, you know, Paul is the man that God is using to write down these words. But God's also used Paul to instruct the church, and he's been doing that. He's been telling the church what God expects of them and how they ought to live, and he's going through all of that. And then he comes back here and he says, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you. So Paul has already preached the gospel to them once before. As a matter of fact, many times the gospel has been preached to the church here, and he's coming back, and it's like he's saying, I've instructed you. All these things are important that we've been instructing you in. All these things are very important as to the way that you live and conduct yourselves as Christians. He's trying to get them to grow in grace. Amen. And he's very burdened about this in the church. It seems like they continue to have struggles and problems. They keep looking to legalistic people, the people that think you got to keep the law in order to be able to go to heaven, and he's dealt with that. And then there's those that are just plain old carnal Christians. They haven't been growing, amen. They're the same. The Bible calls them this, the babes in Christ. They're still like little babies when they ought to be mature. They ought to be teaching others, and yet they're still having to be taught. I find this is all true in our churches today. We want to put down the church of Corinth and say, boy, look at that worldly church. Well, that's about where we are today in our churches, to be honest with you. We do carnal things. We do fleshly things. And we act like the church ought to be led by the flesh and not by the Spirit, when the Bible plainly tells us, my friend, that we need to be godly in our lives. Amen? And the sad thing is, some of us, we never mature. We never grow. We're the same as we were when we first got saved. We get our feelings hurt. Amen. The Word of God is preached. Sometimes it's preached very strong. We call that the meat of the Word. Amen. And we kind of balk at it or step back and say, wait, I don't want that. I don't want that. When that's really what we need. Amen. Because we need to grow. We don't need to be that same little baby Christian we've always been. We need to grow and mature that we can help others. You can't help others if you're always needing help. Amen. And so Paul is not down on the church, but he's lifting the church up. And he's saying, I've taught you these things, but I want to declare the gospel unto you again. You know, the greatest message that has ever been preached is the gospel of Jesus Christ. I mean, we look for messages, we study and we prepare for messages, but the greatest message that we'll ever preach is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Why? Because that's how folks get saved, is through the gospel of Jesus Christ. We look at this world in which we live today, we live in a wicked time. I mean, in a wicked time where the world thinks the church is the problem. If we could get rid of the church, if all you Christians would just go away, then we wouldn't have it so hard on this earth. Y'all are the problem. Y'all are the ones that's causing so much trouble on this earth. That's the way the world looks at us. Amen. I don't understand how they see that. I'll be honest with you, because we show them love. Amen. We show them understanding. We show them forgiveness. We show them that we care about their souls and everything. And yet they say that we're the problem. My friend, listen, you say, well, what is the problem? I can tell you the problem. The problem is the world has not accepted the gospel of Jesus Christ. And when the world does, my friend, then the world would change. Amen. Amen. I know this. We're not ever going to live in a perfect world down here. But I'm looking for one up yonder. Amen. And so that's the reason I'm saved today and going to heaven, because of the gospel of Jesus Christ. So Paul is declaring the gospel. I've thought about this, been saved since 1969 when a preacher stood up and preached the gospel of Jesus Christ, and I got saved that night, and I'm so thankful for that. And I've been thinking about it. The gospel. We hear about the gospel. We hear songs that are sung about the gospel. What is the gospel? Where did it start? You know, who started this thing about the gospel? Was it some preachers that got together and got in a room and said, hey, listen, we need to come up with something that will cause folks to come our way, and then we can take their money, and you know, we can get them to come in, and we'll have a job or something like that. No, that wasn't where the gospel came from. Well, was it the churches got together and said, hey, we need to come up with a plan? No, it wasn't the churches. I believe if we look to the Word of God in the book of Romans, chapter number 1, and verse number 1, the gospel, it tells us that this thing is of God. As a matter of fact, it says it's God's gospel. God's gospel. You know where the gospel came from? It literally came from heaven. Amen. The gospel came from heaven. It came like this in Luke chapter number 2. We read about the birth of Jesus Christ. Amen. And then in verse number 10, and the angel said, now the angel is speaking to the shepherds, and he said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. And so what the angel is doing is presenting the gospel to the shepherds there that day and telling them to fear not, for I bring you great tidings or great tidings of joy. And my friend, listen, that's what the gospel is about. The word gospel literally means good news. Amen? Good news. I'm so glad, praise God, that Jesus was born back some 2,000 years ago. I'm so glad that He died on the cross of Calvary some 2,000 years ago. And today we still have this gospel, my friend, that we can preach about what Jesus did for us. Amen. The gospel. We need to be declaring the gospel. If we want folks on our job to change, maybe their mouth is filthy and they need to clean up their mouth. You know what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about wash out their mouth with soap. I'm talking about wash their heart in the blood. And we say, yeah, they need to change down there. Well, you know, what are we doing to get them to change? Are we giving them the gospel? For that's the only thing that will change man. Amen. It's the gospel. Well, we try to clean folks up. We try to put them up, put a suit on the man or a nice dress on the lady and the kids. We want to dress them up and all these things. And we think if we do that, if we get them to wash their hair and brush their teeth and you know, put on some deodorant, oh my, we'd live in a better world, really? You know what? They'd still be filthy on the inside. You know what the gospel does? The gospel works inward. Amen. And it comes outward. Amen. It changes us. The gospel. What happened to you when you got saved? I can tell you what happened. If you really got saved, you got changed. God changed you. He says that when we get saved, that we become a new creature in Christ. The old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. How does that happen? The gospel of Jesus Christ. It literally has power. Amen. This gospel, my friend, that we preach today from this old King James Bible, my friend, it has power. Have you noticed today the average church, and when I say average church, I don't necessarily mean that it is a church. I'm just talking about the buildings up and down the highways that has a name over the door or out front on the sign and calls it a church. Have you noticed that the average one of those, my friend, that they do not preach the gospel anymore? Amen. And if you look close and you watch them, my friend, not only do they not preach the gospel, they don't live the gospel, because you can't live it if you've not accepted it. Amen? And the people inside are the same old sinful folks that they were when they first started going there. Why? Because only the gospel changes us. The gospel has power. I'm telling you, the gospel has power. That's the reason a lot of folks will not go to church, my friend. They're afraid to go to church. They're afraid of what the gospel will do to them. A lot of folks don't want to be changed. They like their sin. They like that old filthy life they live. They like, they like being a loser. Amen. Because they are. If you're lost this morning, you're on the losing side. You may think that you're going to win, but I'm going to tell you something. The Bible teaches us that if your name is not written in the book of life, that you're going to be cast into the outer darkness, into that lake of fire, the place we preach about and call hell. Amen. You're going there. I don't care what you believe. I'm telling you what the Bible says. Amen. Because the Bible is the final authority. When this thing is settled, my friend, it comes down to the very end, you'll find that everyone is going to be judged according to this book. Amen. Whether you believe it or not, you're still going to be judged by. You say, well, that isn't fair. Oh, it isn't? Why isn't it fair? God's given us all the gospel of Jesus Christ so that we all can believe. My friend, when the angel said that made that statement to the shepherds, it said it shall be to all people. What? Good news to all people. Christ died for us. He came, was born of a virgin, then He died on the cross of Calvary. Because He loves us so much. And anyone, the Bible even says this, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. He's made it so simple that every one of us can believe. I've seen little children, even at this church, I've seen young children come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. I've seen older folks come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior. Why? How did this happen? Because the gospel of Jesus Christ, it is so simple that even a child can believe. And it's so simple that even an adult that has been filled, their mind has been filled with all manner of other things, my friend, they too can be saved. Amen? Aren't you glad? Praise God for the gospel. The gospel, it's all about God. Amen? I'm glad, praise the Lord, it's not about us. You know what religion does? Religion teaches us it's about man. It's about the way you live and what all you do and how you do it and all of these things. Listen, that's what religion is. It's about what we do toward going to heaven. My friend, that's not how we get to heaven. We go to heaven through Jesus Christ. He did pay it all, praise the Lord. He is the sacrifice that gets us saved and keeps us saved. Amen. I'm glad God gives us a salvation, my friend, that not only works in the beginning to save us, but it works throughout our life to keep us saved. Amen. Praise the Lord for this gospel. And you say, well, Brother Danny, then if you believe that, you need to live any way you want to. Don't you? I do. The way I want to live is for God. Amen. I have that privilege today to be able to live for God. I didn't care about it before the gospel came into my life. Before I got saved, I could have cared less living for God. But because He came into my heart and saved me, now I want to live for Him. Amen? Praise His holy name. The gospel of Jesus Christ. Paul said, I declare unto you the gospel. He's not declaring it works or anything else, my friend, but he's declaring the gospel of Jesus Christ. Then I noticed something else about the topic of the gospel. What is the gospel about? Well, it's about good news. We already said it, good news. I think I've shared this with y'all before, but I remember when Pam and I first got married, we lived in Michigan for 5 years. As we lived there in Michigan, we went to a church, and in that church, they put us to work. Thank God that's what a church will do, put you to work. Amen. Because we need to be working, not to go to heaven, but because we are going to heaven, and we want others to go. We ran a bus route. I always wanted to fill the bus up. I didn't want to run it around empty. Amen. I wanted to go get others. Amen. And so we did. We ran a bus route, and we had a children's church. I preached in the children's church, and they kept us quite busy. Amen. But I remember in that children's church, we sang a song. I believe I've shared this with you, but I'll share it again. We sang a little song. Some folks think it's a kid's song. I think it's a Christian song. It says this, good news, Christ died for me. Good news, if I believe. Good news, I'm saved eternally. That's wonderful, extra good news. Amen. Well, I'm going to tell you that is good news. Amen. That's what the gospel is about. It's about good news. You see, I was lost and on the road to hell at the age of 19. My friend, there was nothing I could do to get off of that road because I was hung up on that road. Amen. I mean, sin had a hold on me and I could not break the bonds of sin. I mean, it was literally like chains and shackles around me that held me tied to sin. And I mean, I'd say no to sin, but I'd go ahead and do it. Amen. Then someone preached the gospel to me. I heard the gospel, and that gospel set me free. Boy, that's the wonderful extra good news. All of a sudden, listen to me. All of a sudden, someone moved in me that was bigger than me, that was able to say, now I couldn't do it, but that someone that moved into me was able to say to sin, no more. Amen. That person is Jesus Christ. He overcame sin at Calvary. Sin, the Bible says, when sin is finished, it bringeth forth death. You say, yeah, and he died, but wait just a second. You got to go through the whole story. He died, my friend, as to dying to sin, showing man dying to sin. But on that third day, he arose, showing sin that it had no hold on him, no power over him. I mean, he got up out of that grave. He walked out on his own, my friend. Why? He is the gospel. Amen. He's life eternal. Sin cannot lay its hold on life eternal. Amen. And Jesus came forth that day. And you know what happened? When I got saved, Jesus came forth in my life that I might have eternal life. That I could say no to sin. Are you perfect, Brother Danny? Oh, no, 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 no. I've still got this same old flesh, but there's a new nature in me. That new person lives in me, Jesus Christ, my friend. And what it means is I don't have to sin any longer. But if you're not saved, you have no choice in the matter. You don't. You're a slave to sin. You say, no, I'm my own man. Well, you're in worse shape than what you thought you were then. Because I'm telling you, listen to me. The flesh cannot say no to sin and take a stand against sin. That sin will always win out. Amen. Folks, I'm just telling you this morning, we're here to declare the gospel of Jesus Christ. Good news, good news. Christ died for me. Good news, good news. If I believe, good news, good news. I'm saved eternally. That's wonderful. Extra good news. That's the best news I ever heard. That Jesus died on the cross for me. The best news. You say, well, you were just brought up in church. That's what you was always told. I never went to church till I was 19. I wasn't brought up in church. I didn't know what the church believed, what they didn't believe. But I went there that night. I went the first night to sit by a girl. I didn't go looking for Jesus. And then the next night I went because, boy, I didn't know it was someone. I just felt something pulling me to church, and I knew I needed to go. And I went that night, and I realized it was Jesus Christ. And that good news was preached to me again. Praise God, I'm glad that Jesus is that good news. Amen. The topic of the gospel, what is the gospel about? It's all about Jesus, my friend. It's all about Him. It has nothing to do with Danny Long. It's all about Jesus. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you this morning, you can leave here today singing that wonderful songs like Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. You see, I'm going to heaven one of these days, not because of what I've done, but because what I've done would keep me on the road to hell. But I'm going because of what Jesus has done. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, we then come to the last point, that is the greatness of the gospel. How great is this gospel? Paul said it like this in Romans chapter 1 verse 16, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to all that believe." My friend, this gospel can save anyone. It is so powerful that an individual, listen, been into prisons, preaching in the prisons, and you can preach this gospel there to prisoners that are in prison for killing 7 and 8 people. Been there. Preached them. I mean, preached 25, 30 men at a time. Come in and stand up. I mean, this close to them. And here's some murderers that have killed 7 and 8 people, my friend. And you're preaching this gospel to them. And this gospel has so much power that individual, as they sit there with pride in their heart and a strong chin, and they're literally trying to mock God, make fun, and all of a sudden as you preach that gospel and you tell them how Jesus loves them, how that Jesus died on the cross for their sins, and you see that old strong chin as it begins to quiver and it wrinkles up a little bit, and you watch them as, my friend, they're, all of a sudden that pride just leaves them and their heart is broken, and you give the invitation for them to accept the Lord Jesus Christ, and they stand and they pray with you and accept the Lord. What is that? It's not me, it's the gospel, it's the power of the gospel. It's so great, my friend. It'll save that little child, my friend, that's never got out into a world of sin, doesn't know anything about it, but they just come to realize they're a sinner, because the Bible says we have all sinned to come short of the glory of God. Amen. The Bible says for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. You preach that message to them, my friend, and that little child steps out and comes and kneels in an old-fashioned altar and prays and asks Jesus to save their little hearts, and God does. Why? Because the gospel is great. My friend, it's the greatest power that man has ever known. I'm serious. I've heard testimonies of missionaries in foreign lands how that they get up. And they'll tell you they were preaching one day there. I remember the Philippines. The missionaries from the Philippines were with us in our church. And one of them got up and gave the testimony and said, we were preaching in our church a few weeks ago before we came to the U.S. and said, we were there and said, all of a sudden some men came in. Said they had guns with them. And said they just stood and listened. And we just kept on preaching the gospel. Said as an invitation was given, they came forward. And they gave their hearts to the Lord. They laid their guns down and said, the reason we came was to kill you. We were sent here by our government to kill you. But when we came in, you kept preaching. It's like we had no control. We could not make our guns get up and aim. We had no power to pull the trigger, and we kept listening. And then we heard about this Jesus that loves me and died for me. And that's what I need, is this Jesus. And they'd give their heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. Walk off and leave their guns there in the church house. You say, oh, Brother Danny, oh, listen to me, that's the truth. Oh, my friend, there have been many, many. I'm reminded in Jesus' day when there was a thief hanging on a cross and he was guilty of all manner of sin. And that day he cried out to Jesus and he said, remember me. And Jesus said, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. There on the cross, Jesus forgave him of his sin and saved his soul. The greatness of the gospel, it can change your life. You say, well, I don't want my life changed. You really are happy in your life of sin, realizing that where it's going to take you is to a devil's hell, because that's exactly where it'll take you. Oh, my friend, I got some good news. You see, the night I got saved, I wasn't thinking about getting out of sin or all of this quitting sin and all. I just knew I didn't want to die in my sins and go to hell. And Jesus was the only way out. And I asked him to save me. And every change he's made in my life since then has been for the good. Good news? Good news. He changed. I've often said it. I thought when I got saved and I stood up that night and I looked around, I thought God changed everybody in the world. And then I realized he didn't change anyone else. It was just me that he changed. And I'm so glad that he did. Amen. The greatness of the gospel. He says, for whosoever shall call. But doesn't God know that some of those whosoevers are wicked, wicked, wicked people? He had them in mind. But doesn't God know that when he said whosoever, that would include religious folks that are so hung up on religion? He had those in mind too. My friend, he had us all in mind when he said, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's wonderful. Extra good news. This morning, I've got some good news for you. You can come and believe and trust in this Jesus. The work has already been finished. It's done. It's over with. Amen. And now it's time to believe and trust Him. Would you come today? Everyone standing, every head bowed, every eye closed. Miss Pam's going to come and sing for us this morning. And Pastor's going to be up front here to help us today. If you come and you say, I've got some questions, that's what he's here for. We're here to help you. But you do not have to leave here lost without Jesus today. You can leave here with him today. You can walk out with Jesus, walking out in your heart. If you'll believe upon him. I wonder, with our heads bowed and our eyes closed, I wonder if there's someone here just by showing us, by lifting up your hand. You can raise it and drop it back down right quick. You don't have to hold it up long. But we want to know today. We want to pray for you. Say, preacher, it's me. I want you to pray for me. I don't want to die in my sins and go to hell. I don't want to be lost. I want to be saved. Preacher, would you pray for me? Is there one like that? Would you just slip that hand up and then drop it back down, letting us know that we can pray for you? We're not going to call your name out. Not going to come to you and embarrass you. No one else is looking around. I want to pray for you this morning. Is there one? Say, preacher, it's me. I'd like to be saved, preacher. I don't want to die and go to hell. Would you pray for me? Is there one? Right quick. Is there one? I wondered this morning if there's a Christian here say, preacher, I haven't been living for God like I should. I haven't been declaring the gospel. I want to. There's so many folks I know that are lost. Brother Danny, they need Jesus. And I want to be the one to share with them the gospel. Would you pray for me? Or are there those this morning that would slip your hand up? You say, pray. Yes, amen, amen. God bless you. Yes, yes, yes. Are there others this morning? He said, pray with me, Brother Danny, that I'll be one of those that'll declare the gospel. That don't mean you got to go on the job and stand up and say, hey, everybody, give me your attention. No, 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 no. You can just share Jesus with them as you talk. As they share their burdens, their heartaches, and their troubles, you can share with them the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, Brother Danny, that's what I want to do. I want to be able to share Jesus with others. Is there someone else this morning? You say, pray for me, Brother Danny, in that area. Is there another one right quick? Yes. God bless you. God bless you this morning. I'm going to go back to the first question. That is, if you're lost today and you say, I want to be saved. Brother Danny, I really do. Would you pray with me about this? Is there one this morning? Would you slip that hand up? Is there one? Father, Lord, we ask you this morning. God, I know it's a hard thing to do. I've stood there. Lord, when the preacher asked for a raising of hands, I stood there wanting to be saved, Lord, just not having the courage to raise my hand and even admit it. Lord, God, I'm glad, though, that you dealt with me. And Lord, you didn't leave me. You just stayed with me. God, I'm so glad that one day as he asked that question, I raised my hand. Lord, and God, that helped me to have the courage to step out and go forward and get saved. I pray tonight or today, Lord, that you'll speak to hearts here. Lord, I pray for these that have raised their hand and others, Lord, that want to have that testimony of telling others about Jesus. Lord, I pray that you'd help us to have the courage to just share the gospel with them. And then I pray for those that are here lost this morning. God, that you would give them the courage that they need to step out and to come. Oh, Lord God, do a work of grace in their hearts. Let them know that you love them. Let them know that they're in a church house full of folks that love them and care about them. And Lord, no one's going to look down upon them. No one's going to make fun of them. Lord, that's the way we all came. Lord, I pray this morning, God, that you'd help them to come and to be saved. Lord, do the work that you want to do in our hearts. Lord, help us to yield to you and let you just take over now in Jesus' precious and holy name we pray. As Miss Pam begins to sing, why don't you come this morning? Christians, why don't you come and fill this altar up this morning and pray? Say, God, help me. Help me to declare the gospel to people. Help me to tell my friends and my loved ones about Jesus. Why don't you come, Christians? Come on. Come on to the altar. Come on. My friend, if you're lost without Jesus, you ought to come and tell the pastor, I want to be saved. I want to know this Jesus. Why don't you come this morning?
Singing just as I am.
God loves you.
And now as the old song is playing,
he loves you whether you believe it or not. He still loves you.
People
Amen.
At the altar
sure does.
Are kneeling down
to pray. Won't you come and believe
pray.
The morning today?
Said, some preacher, are finding mercy.
I don't know that much about it.
Forgiveness
I know where
for the
coming
sin.
From. That's the way I was at the age of 19.
Some are fighting
I didn't know.
Battles.
Listen.
And they're struggling.
You pray to him.
Win.
You ask him, God, will you reveal yourself to me? Lord, I think I need you, but I don't know that much about you. Why don't you begin to pray and talk with him? He'll reveal himself. He says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. You'll seek him. He'll let himself be found by you. Why don't you come this morning? Why don't you come? Tell the preacher, I'm lost. I'm a sinner. I've never been saved, but I'm going to trust God as my Savior. Won't you come today?
There's a love that's true. Jesus is waiting.
He's waiting here for you. Christian, there's a place in the altar right here for you today. Pray. Ask God to help you to be the witness you ought to be.
That's what this altar is.
Lost friend, the Lord loves you. The Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's the gospel within a verse. He loves you this
morning.
Jesus died for you, that you may not have to die in that place. Amen. Oh, the old flesh is going to die. Thank God we're going to have a new body. But my friend, listen, you don't have to die that death of separation from God. My friend, when you leave here, you with God. Why don't you come today? Why don't you come because you can? The devil says you can't do it. But I'm telling you, God says you can. And He's greater than the devil. Why don't you come today?
The time has come to give it to the Lord.
It's your choice, your decision. You say, well, yeah, and I'm saying no. Are you willing to die with that decision? Because you may very well have to. Why don't you come today? You can be saved today and know it. Amen. You can ask some folks around here, are you saved? They'll say, yeah. Do you know for sure you're saved? Sure I do. Amen.
There's a light in the darkness.
God moves in. He lets you know.
There's a love that's true.
Amen.
Jesus is waiting.
Don't put him off. Day, that door is going to be closed where you can't walk through it. You will not be able to come and get saved. I'm saying so. The Spirit will not always drive you. You'll be left without them, without hope. But today, there's hope in you. Come to Him. Come to Him. Why you would not want to? He won't hurt you. We're not here because we have to be. Love to be here. Why don't you come? To know Him is to love Him, and to love Him is to know Him. I'm telling you, He'll be the most wonderful thing. You too will be going around saying, that's wonderful, extra good news. Why don't you come? Why don't you come to Jesus?
Coincidences. There are no accidents. There's no happenstance. There's no just happen to occur to God. God knows ahead of time. He knows your heart, your heart's condition. For those of us who know Christ as our Savior, you've been prayed for. Those of us who are praying for revival, we're asking God to change us first.